Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. I think it'll help you if you're a small business owner or want to be. I'm pretty darn sure you'll find something there that will help you. If not the things that we're talking about today, if not the things that I'm writing about this week, there are other things there. Lots of other things, thousands of other things there that we've done and that we've said and that we've written and that we've shared over the last 8+ years. And somebody who's been with me almost all of those 8 years. In fact, he and I have an anniversary coming up in a couple of months as Noah St. John. And Noah is one of the guys that helps us have the maximum opportunity to be able to follow our dream. And he's the author of Permission to Succeed. And I'm glad to say that I was telling the world about Noah and letting him tell you about himself and his ideas on success when his idea was in a 3-ring binder. Noah, welcome back to the show.
That's right, Jim. Thank you very much. And it's always a pleasure to be back. And it's always been a pleasure.
You know, Noah, we've got the archives where, the audience can still hear you and me opening and closing a little 3-ring binder, you know, little clicking and taking sheets out and flipping through there. And
oh, yeah. And you believed.
I believed in you.
And I really appreciate it. And we've sure come a long way.
Almost 8 years. February will be 8 years that you've been with
me.
And that's almost since the beginning of what we've been doing. And so, and you know what? Apparently something you said helped me, and apparently something you said helped yourself. You know, you actually gave yourself permission to succeed, and you helped me to do that as well. And I want to thank you for that.
Well, it's an honor, Jim, and it's a privilege. And, you always had that within yourself, and I'm just glad that I was able to, help you in whatever way I was able to facilitate bringing out your marvelous gifts and sharing them with the world.
Well, and you've helped so many thousands and thousands of people since then, Noah. I know that I've watched your practice and your work blossom and grow. And, 8 years ago, you didn't have a speaking gig for Permission to Succeed. Now you're all over the place, it's really exciting to me to see how people have taken to your message. And one of the things I want you to do first, I want you to do this because I always like for you to do this is tell us a little bit about, give us the short version of Permission to Succeed, and then I want you to do something you promised to do, and that's to help us get an extreme makeover for our head. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Well, first of all, Jim, let me just also preface this by saying it's not about me at all. I mean, whatever success I've managed to have, it really has nothing to do with me personally. It's about the teaching and the methods that, I've been privileged to share with, as you said, thousands of people in over 30 countries. But it really isn't about me. So what Permission to Succeed is about the awareness that you, meaning you, the listener, have everything within you that's needed for success. And if you're the kind of person who's a self-help junkie, if you read every self-help book that comes out or go to every seminar, and yet you're still struggling, you still think there's a chasm or a gap between where you are and where you want to be, what we've found with countless people is that, amazingly, they just haven't given themselves permission to succeed. It's so simple, but so profound. And it's more than just a cute phrase. It is a 7-step process that I developed, in concert with my partner, Denise Berard, and about how to identify and then systematically remove the hidden blocks to success, whether that be in your career, your business, your job, your relationships, your personal life, professional life. We've had people who have started their own businesses. We've had people who've increased their sales by 560%, and we've had people who have found the love of their lives and are now happily married to the love of their lives because of using the steps and permission.
Well, and the thing that you've done is is to help them unlock some barriers that they didn't even and break through some barriers that they didn't even know existed. Now, can you connect that? Can you connect all of that to helping us with this extreme makeover?
Absolutely. Because, see, Jim, it's exactly like this. If I brought you into, say, a room that you didn't know, you weren't familiar with, and I turned all the lights off so it's completely dark, and I said, Jim, I want you to rearrange the furniture in this room. How successful would you be?
Not very.
You wouldn't. Not very.
Because I'm not very good. I'm not very good with the lights on either.
With the lights on. I know the feeling. So, but that's because, see, now that's the analogy that I like to give them. That's what most people are trying to do. Now, it's not their fault. They're not stupid. They're not motivated. But what they are is we're dealing with the subconscious mind. And trying to deal with the subconscious mind is exactly like, you know, trying to rearrange the furniture in a room that's totally dark. There are a lot of people who are going down the road of life with one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas. Now, nobody would do that consciously. You don't wake up in the morning and say, gee, I think I'll not succeed today. Of course not. You're trying to succeed. You're working hard. You're setting your goals. You're doing your planners and all of these other time management things and, you know, all the things that they've told you to do. But what has happened is you haven't identified the subconscious reasons that you would have that foot on the brake in the first place. There are good reasons that they're there. They're valid reasons to a degree, but it's obvious that we want to succeed and not hold ourselves back, so nobody would do that consciously.
You want your foot on the brake when it's the safe thing to do, but not when you know, you don't want the foot on the brake when it's time to take risks. You don't want the foot on the brake when it's time to break out and to explore new opportunities for yourself.
I don't tell people what success is or should be to them. I mean, I don't care if they drive a Ferrari or a Volkswagen. That's none of my business. But the point is, Jim, to be able to make those conscious choices. That's the difference between the subconscious and the conscious. When it's subconscious, it means no choice. You don't have a choice. You're going down the road of life, and that foot's on the brake, and you're going, why do I keep doing this? You keep bumping your shin on the coffee table that you don't even see. And so what we do is we turn the lights on by giving you permission to succeed using the 7 steps of the program that I mentioned. And that's where people can say, oh, now. And that's why they explode with these amazing, you know, results that I talked about.
Now, we're going to do a break in just a few seconds. I want you to tell the audience what we're going to do on the other side of the break.
Well, we're going to give you an extreme makeover for your head.
All right. And give us a little tease. You got to learn how to. Now, you've done this enough to know. You know how to do this. We need a little tease before we go to the break.
All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to teach you 3 steps to give yourself permission to succeed and give you an extreme makeover for your head and your business.
There you go. And it's not like anything you've ever seen before, folks. And guess what? For the next few minutes, it's free. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our good friend, Noah St. John, the author of Permission to Succeed. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Noah St. John, the author of Permission to Succeed. And folks, Permission to Succeed is a book, but it's also a series of videos and audio video. You got a lot of stuff, different things, don't you, Noah?
Well, we have a 6-CD set and also a 6-cassette set, which is on sale right now. If you go to successclinic.com and click on Yes, I Want Permission to Succeed, it'll take you to our online store. We have a lot of holiday specials going on right at successclinic.com.
Have you got any kind of a sweetener you can throw in there just for my audience?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to talk about mind makeovers now, and we're going to give your audience a free book.
Okay, great.
If they order by midnight on Friday.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so what Jim and I were talking about is about giving yourself an extreme makeover for your head. A lot of people are going around asking themselves really lousy questions like, why am I such a loser? How come I can't make enough sales? Why is there more month left at the end of the money? And when you ask yourself disempowering questions, you get disempowering life, like disempowering results. So what I teach people to do is, and now every other teacher talks about affirmations, right, Jim? You know about affirmations. You say a statement like, I am rich, and your brain goes, yeah, right. So what I realize is we don't need to say affirmations. We need to say affirmations. That's a word I invented or a teaching, a method of asking empowering questions. that your brain automatically searches for the answer for. And so if I say to you, I am rich, and your brain goes, yeah, right, what if you were to say this to yourself, why am I so rich? And ask yourself the question, why am I so rich? Now, if you would seriously do that, ask yourself an empowering question, your brain would automatically search for an answer. And guess what? What you focus on grows. What you focus
on in life grows. And it might not be about money.
Well, it may not be right, because you say,
because
why am I so rich? And you realize what you have,
yes,
not what you lack. And see, in this mm-hmm. culture, Jim, we focus on what we lack, and guess what we get more of? Lack.
Whenever I talk to young people and they talk about mm-hmm. they have children who are right in front of me or they tell me that they have children, I tell them you're rich, and mm-hmm. and sometimes they get it immediately and sometimes they have to think about it for a second before they know what I mean. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Jim. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Sorry.
What I was saying is what we've done is we've taken these affirmations or empowering questions and we've given you a mind makeover software. It's called Just Ask Me. And we take you through all the areas of life, from work to health to finances to relationships to fears and frustration, overcoming bad habits. And you can record your own voice saying these empowering affirmations. We personalize the questions for you, and then you can set it to your favorite music. We give you a whole music library with just the click of a button, and you can create an audio file that you can play on your computer, on your MP3 player, on your iPod, in your car, anywhere. This is taking, I'm sure a lot of people listening have used affirmation tapes. Well, this is the next generation. This is a better technology and a better technology.
So what's the next point in the makeover?
Well, so you first, the three points are, first you ask yourself what it is you want. So say, I want more sales, all right?
Right.
And then that's step one. Step two is make it an empowering question. Why did I grow my sales? That's step two. And then step three is simply to let your mind play with the new question. Focus on and give yourself over to the question. Now, we had a salesman in Salt Lake City who had spent over $30,000 on other self-help products. Everything out there on the market with very few results.
No wonder he was poor.
Exactly. Exactly right. But, obviously he was trying to succeed, right? So he bought the whole permission to succeed system, everything, on successclinic.com. And then he started asking himself empowering questions. And Jim, by his own, now this is insurance sales, okay? So they can't fudge these numbers. These aren't my numbers or even his, the company's numbers. In the first month, he tripled his sales. And by the end of the year, his sales had increased by 560%.
Give us an example. Give us an example of how we ask an affirmation. Develop some different affirmations for us.
Okay.
Based on a number of different concerns people might have about their success. Maybe with
right.
maybe with just, family, maybe with a spouse or whatever.
Right. I just want to get this out before if you like I said, for your listeners, Jim, I just don't want to forget this. If you order on the web on successclinic.com, order a Just Ask Me software. By Friday, we will include a free affirmations book for you. So you can have the book and Just Ask Me. All you have to do is just order Just Ask Me and put in that you heard me on your show. Okay, so what you do is I'll give you the exact question that the fellow asked himself. He said, why am I allowed to be, do, and have all that I want in life? Why am I allowed to be, do, and have all that I want in life? Now, if you were asking yourself that question, Jim, imagine where you could go. Imagine if you believed that you could be, do, and have all that you want in this life. Well, that's what he allowed himself to believe. He changed his mind, he changed the question, and he changed his life. So it can work for you, too. Work for anybody.
But now, what if I want to be a little more specific? I want to pinpoint a particular area in my life, maybe with customers or with my children or whatever. Is there mm-hmm. anything, any suggestion you have?
Let me give you one for relationships. We had a doctor in Minneapolis who wanted to find the love of her life. She said, why am I happily married to the man of my dreams? Within 90 days, she found the man of her dreams, and now she's blissfully married and living in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's a chiropractor in Tulsa, and she's taken all of our courses, too. And, she's just living the life of her dreams because she started asking new questions. So they can be used in any area of life, Jim, and it's easier than what you're currently doing. That I guarantee.
Give us the website again.
Successclinic.com, and just click on Yes, I Want Permission to Succeed. It'll take you right to the online store.
Thank you, Noah.
Tell me you heard you on Jim.
Thank you, Noah, for being here. Good job today. See you next time. Noah St. John, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, and I will be too after these messages with our friend Stephen Covey. His new book is called The Eighth Habit. You know, after the other seven. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administeth.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.